Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Heard the Podcast. I'm your host Danny. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D the Podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those good places where you can find podcasts. We are there. And yeah, thank you for tuning in again. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Like and comment, all those things, and share. I'm back again for the second episode of the year. So, J-Rob, how are you doing? I was late to the studio today, guys, and I'm already, like, starting off the podcast sesh, like, without being punctual. What? That's fine. Talking about the tangerines. I just had to beg J-Rob for, like, a snack because I am, like, I just cannot, like, I couldn't even think.
It's in the shot.
It's gonna, it probably won't be in the shot when I edit it. Is it far? Is it, like, far over? Is that good? Okay. Anywho, yes, guys. J-Rob, any updates since last week of your life before we get into things?
Not major?
No major updates. Business is good as usual? J-Rob's a full-time engineer and producer, guys. Is business good as usual, or what's going on? Any weird clients? Any, like, you know? I know you have clients that you feel like are wasting your time.
I used to be, but
oh, for real?
Now it's like they know what it is. Those people fall off anyway.
Whoa.
Nah, people do.
Period. I had a rough week at work this week. I just need to, like, program my mind to be more in focus mode and just get through. I just. I'm not gonna get too into the specifics, you know, just because, you know, privacy purposes, but I just need to do a better job of just being in focus mode and not letting, like, outside things distract me, or, like, what people say is distract me, or I don't know, whatever. It was a rough week. I'm hoping for better weeks, because I need that job. Anyway, so, guys, this episode is basically, you know, it consists of a bunch of, like, messy relationships. I'm just giving you a preface right now. It's gonna be a lot of messy relationships. It's very relationship themed episode today. But before we get into things, just a couple of honorable mentions. Y'all, the whole Diddy thing is still crazy. Like, people are coming out with more lawsuits left and right. So y'all were just, like, all week long, y'all were calling Meek Mill gay, and, you know, he went on Twitter and was just, like, saying how much he wasn't gay, how much he loves coochie, even when it's on the period. He'll run red lights. He just loves coochie so much he can never be gay. Blah blah blah. But real quick though, J-Rob, you work with a lot of rappers, and I always think it's really weird, I think it's very interesting when people who are like that, you rap, you say words for a living, like you make a living from wordplay and things like that, and metaphors and all types of things. And so, to me, I would think, you know, if you made a living off of words and putting words together that sound good, I would think that you would be good in grammar and you know, writing and things like that. But, like, reading Meek Mill's tweets, it gives me a headache. I'm like, what the fuck are you even saying? This isn't spelled this way. There's no punctuation. Like, what are you even saying right now? But you're a rapper, and you're a good rapper. So it's just like, why can't you write, like, complete sentences with, like, the proper punctuation and the proper spelling and make it make sense? Like, why don't you sound intelligent when you're actually talking or writing things out? Like, what's the problem? And that's an issue for a lot of rappers that I see, because I'm just like, you are a really good rapper, and you know how you have a great cadence, and you know how to, you know, use metaphors and wordplay and all these things. But it's just like, when you're tweeting things out, it's just like, what the fuck are you even saying? What am I even reading right now? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, people like Jay-Z or Nas or whatever, like, when they write things out, they still sound like they're great rappers, they're great lyricists, and they still sound intelligent when they're writing things, or, like, when they're saying things, or when they're, you know, whatever. Even with Drake, or in J. Cole. Like, they're great rappers, and they also know how to structure sentences when they're writing it, you know. So it's just like, I it's just weird to me. It's just like, why can't the other guys do this? It's weird. It's weird. It's weird to me. It's like, but the thing is, it's the misspelling words at like a big grown age is crazy. Like, it's just like unacceptable. Huh?
What do you misspell?
I don't even want to get into it. It's too much. I said honorable mention. Whatever. And then the next one I wanted to mention, you know, an album is, you know, Never Promised at this point with Rihanna. And I'm not even going to even say that we need it right now at this point, because she doesn't need it. And we don't, and at this point, it's fine, whatever. Right. But she did, you know, come out and perform again. It's somewhere in, I think it was India, for the richest man in Asia. And to my understanding, she got paid $6 million or over $6 million to perform. It was for, the man's like wedding or pre wedding celebration or some shit like that. So it was like a pre thing, and they was like, yeah, like, here, $6 million, here you go, here. And then Rihanna will come out, like, you know, she ain't gave us a song, and when was the last time she gave us a song? For the Black Panther soundtrack, but that was for a soundtrack, and that was just like, whatever. But like, it's like, fuck y'all, like, whatever. Oh, you wanna, oh, how much? Okay, bet, cool, here. Cue the dancers up, and we'll get the Super Bowl choreography you know, repolished up real quick. We'll go get this bag. Her family, Rocky, was out there with her, of course. I'm sure the kids were there with her. She had her brother and all them. Her family was all there with her and everything. They were out, and go ahead, get this bag, then go ahead, get it. $6 million, that's great. Hey, fuck it. She a billionaire, but fuck it. So what? Here, $6 million is fine. I'll put this in my kid savings account. It is what it is. You know, whatever. So there's that, you know, like I said, like, you know, she don't got to release the album ever. Like, you know, she doesn't have to release an album ever again. And her music just still lives on. It is what it is. And that's all I'm going to say with that. Like, people critiqued her energy and her performance and, like, you know, things like that. But, like, you know, I mean, people have always criticized her for her, like, performances and things like that. So I'm never going to get into that either way. She didn't have to do it, and she did it, and she got paid a whole bunch of money for it. So whatever. Anywho. And that's the same thing that Beyonce did, right? I don't know if it was for the same guy, but Beyonce got paid a whole bunch of money to go out in India and do up a whole, like, literally like a fucking concert. So yeah, hey, I mean, you know, I hope everyone reaches that kind of success where they can just, like, you know, pick and choose what gigs they want. And, like, you know, if somebody does want to pull them out of retirement, pull them out here, they can drop a big ass bag on you, and it's like, okay, whatever, cool. $6 million, fine, I'll go get it real quick, you know? Anywho, so on to the topics. Like I said, we're gonna do this, guys. Okay, so first off, I guess like Miley Cyrus's mom, like, married her little sister's ex boyfriend or ex sugar daddy or some shit like that. So Miley Cyrus's mother, Tish Cyrus, just got married to Dominic Purell. I guess he played on Prison Break. I never watched that show before. I think Prison Break was on air for a long time, right? I guess he's an actor from the show Prison Break. They're saying that him and Noah Cyrus had some sort of relationship at some point. I don't know if you know, I get some, so Noah Cyrus is, let me just look at this up real quick. Hold on. Noah Cyrus. That's a corrupt. Cause this, you know, like I said, relationships it's going to be about relationships, big age gaps, users, baby mothers, baby fathers, cougars, creeps, all types of stuff. So just, you know, buckle up, guys. So Noah Cyrus is 24, and let me see, how old is Dominic Purell or some shit? Let me see, how Purcell. He is 54 years old. So Noah Cyrus was romantically involved with a 54-year-old, a man who is 30 years her senior. And he married her mother, I guess, after they were done hooking up or whatever. I guess, I don't know, whatever. He married her her mother is 56. So whatever, right? So I looked up some things. You know, we don't really get a lot of white messiness, you know. So I did some digging or whatever, and I got the gist of it all. So yeah, again, Noah Cyrus used to mess with Dominic Purcell, whatever. And cool, whatever. That's already messy. Your mom married him, whatever. And people were saying, because I remember before, I think, so the mom married him like a few months ago, I think, or sometime last year, whatever, right? And people were saying how, you know, Miley Cyrus was there and the other sister was there, but Noah wasn't there. And like the other brother was, like, all the siblings weren't there, just some of the siblings. And people thought it was kind of strange that that was a thing. So then I guess later down the line, we found out that Noah Cyrus used to mess with her mom's now new husband. And that's crazy. And so I did some digging, and I guess like her mom went on a podcast, Call Her Daddy. I like Call Her Daddy. She went on there and they were talking, and she explained how things came about with her and Dominic. So she was saying that I guess at some point Dominic I guess DM'd her at some point, like early on, like maybe in 2016-ish. I guess she never saw it or never responded to it, whatever. And then I guess later down the line they reconnected somehow. I guess after she divorced Billy Ray Cyrus, and they reconnected somewhere or whatever. I guess they went out on a date to a bar or restaurant, whatever, but she said they were making out in the corner for 3 hours on their first date, and then like the next day it was like, I love yous, and then like 5 minutes later it was like, oh, let's get married, whatever, right? So there's no way in hell the mom didn't know that he used to mess with the daughter, either by him or either the daughter told her, whatever, right? So I see the daughter wasn't there, so of course, we can see that the mom didn't give a fuck that the daughter used to mess with the man that you just married. I think that that's kind of, it's just, okay, so things like that make me, it's the thought of that makes me uncomfortable. It's like, damn, like, you're my mom. Because I don't even know how, I mean, I don't know if it was like a hookup thing, a friends benefits thing, or like, I don't know if she was into him. I don't know what happened. I don't know who broke up with who knows? I don't know. But it's still strange that my mother, you're going to marry my ex or the nigga that I used to fuck. Like, what is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And you don't give a fuck? That's crazy, right? And it just makes me think, like, it's like, damn, because, you know, I guess, you know, when women really want that companionship, they look past all, like the whole like we're going to get into, like I said, it's very ugh, you know. So I'll try to like connect the dots here, but it's almost like with the reasoning behind the Risa Tisa thing, the viral TikToker that made that 50-part story about how she married like a homosexual, basically. You know, she was saying, like, you know, I thought it was my turn. Like, so she looked past all the red flags and all these things. And I just think that as women, like, you know, sometimes you look past all of the things. You just want that companionship. You want, you know, like, everyone has needs. The man has needs. The woman has needs, especially a woman of a particular age. You know what I'm saying? You want that companionship. You want to feel loved. You want to feel sexy to someone. You want to whatever. So the fact that she looked past the fact that this man used to be sexually or romantically involved with your youngest daughter, I think Noah Cyrus is the youngest of her daughters, I believe, because she's 24. Miley Cyrus is like 31 or some shit like that, and then like the Brandy Cyrus is the oldest one from all of them. And it's like, you don't give a fuck. You're gonna marry this man. You don't care. You know what I'm saying? They said that Miley Cyrus had no clue, no idea that this was a thing. She had no clue or no idea of anything. I guess the mom got married at her house. I don't know. Whatever. It's just a mess. It's crazy, right? Cool. That's crazy, right? Messy. Next.
That's crazy.
So.
Yeah.
We're going. So. We're going to. Okay. So the next thing. So everyone's upset. Let me look up this man, because listen, we're going into sports now, and I don't know a thing. Like I said, I don't know these niggas unless they dating somebody. I don't know these niggas at all. So let's do this, because I have my phone right here. We're gonna make sure we're keeping Google on standby. Lord have mercy. So everyone is upset with Drea Michelle because she is pregnant by a 22-year-old athlete by the name of Jalen Green. He plays for the Houston Rockets. Is that a basketball? Okay, cool. So, she is in a relationship and is having a baby with Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets. Jalen Green is 22 years old. Dre and Michelle is 39 years old. So we can do the math here. That's a lot of years. This is like crazy. This has made a lot of people, the public, the social media users, the Twitter fingers, very uncomfortable. It has made people very uncomfortable. The age gap is concerning. So I think that I understand this is her third child. I think she had another child with her previous, I guess, a fiance. I forgot his name, whatever. She had a baby by him, whatever. He was her age, whatever. People are very concerned. I think that even though everyone is of age, it's a bit, girl, huh? Like, I can see why, like, you know, there's mothers like, oh, not my son. I wish somebody would try to do with my son, da-da-da-da. You know, Drea Michelle is a very, very attractive woman. She looks like she could be 25. She's not 25. But she looks like she could be 25, and, you know, young men like Jalen Green, who's 22, like, you know, they see they're all, you know, everyone's, you know, whatever. Like, you know, she's fine as fuck. You know, she's Dre Michelle. Like, you know, she's like that. She could be like that trophy almost. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I think that even with the first story that I mentioned, like, I just feel like as I get older, and it could have always been this. I just feel like a lot of relationships and, like, you know, the decision to be in a relationship with somebody, the decision to be married with somebody, the decision to procreate with someone, it all has some sort of motive. It all is, you know, it's all decided under whatever is beneficial for the person. This is serving me in this way. I'm going to do it this way. I want a baby. He's rich, whatever. He's 22 years old, whatever. Like, he's a successful athlete, whatever. She was doing an interview with one of the Shade Room reporters somewhere. And so I'm going to play this little snippet for you, and then we will discuss. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I want more kids. Do you want any more kids, or are you done? Oh, yeah, I want more kids.
Like, how many?
Like one, I think.
So, like, the person you're dating, you see, like, a future with them?
I think the question you were asking me is if I wanted more kids. I feel like I want more kids, and yeah. I feel like at mm-hmm. this point in my life, right,
yeah,
the relationship is amazing to have, right? But that's not what I'm basing having a kid on, because right. I'm very non-traditional. Yeah. I feel like you can co-parent without being in a relationship. Maybe just two people say, hey, you want a kid? I want a kid. Let's just have a kid. And, like, let's just
really? See. So you would
I'm
do
very,
that?
Like, free spirit. I'm very open. And just, you
know? Okay. I want to still have my kids. As long as I have kids by people that are able to take care of them, I don't really care for a relationship. You know, I'm free spirited. You know, I go with the flow type shit. I don't have a lot of expectations. Basically, is what she's saying when it comes to people committing to her, maybe, or her committing to other people, whatever. I think that is very realistic. I think things like that, I'm not going to hold you, like, it's weird that you haven't been able to a 22-year-old. It's weird because he's the same age as your son. That's weird. But what you're saying here, I think that is very honest. It's very realistic. And I think that, you know, when it comes to anyone, if you're honest with yourself and if you're realistic with yourself and realistic with your expectations and you're realistic with, like, what your worth is or whatever, I think that you can coast on by. You know when someone's wasting your time. You know, like, you'll coast on by and you'll get to where you want to get to quicker that way, in my opinion. So that was interesting that she said that. But still, it to me is kind of disturbing as well that you're having a baby with someone that's your son's age, you know. And of course, like, you know, when it comes to Drea Michelle, people love dragging her. People love bringing up the fact that at some point, I guess CPS, or she was arrested because she left her first son home alone. He was like maybe like under 10 years, like he was like maybe like 8 years old or whatever. And all she did was leave him with some Hot Pockets and some frozen TV dinners. And she went out somewhere out of town somewhere for days or whatever. Right. They love throwing that at her, which is disgusting, you know, whatever. I'm sure, you know, but of course, like, you know, time has gone by. Her son seems to love her, whatever, right? I'm sure she loves her kid, whatever, right? And then also, when it comes to this situation, the Brittany Renner conversation gets thrown in there. And the Joey Chavez conversation gets thrown in there. So if you guys are not familiar, Brittany Renner is... I guess you could say she's like a social media influencer of some sort. And she is, let me see, how old is she? Brittany Renner is 32 years old, and she had a child with another athlete. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's his name?
I forgot his name. But I know she has it.
PJ Washington. And she is 6 or 7 years older than him. I think like she was like 26 and like he was 20 when she got pregnant or when they were dating or whatever. So that was the thing. People came at her about that. And then also, like I said before, the Joey Chavez conversation gets thrown in there. And Joey Chavez, you know, she, has a child with Bow Wow. That's how we all were introduced to her. And then she also went on to have a child with the rapper Future as well. And then, like, of course, we know about like how she used to mess with Diddy and this and that, whatever. And so then I just found, I knew about this a little while ago, but I just found out that I just found out the boy's age, or the man's age rather. So Joey Chavez is now dating Trayvon Diggs. Trayvon Diggs is the younger brother of Stephon Diggs. They both are from Maryland. And actually, you know what? I suspect it, because I think like maybe like 2 years, like two summers ago, they had this thing called Black on the Block, and Stephon Diggs, I guess he was like hosting it or something like that. So I went to it, because Stephon Diggs is 30 years old. His brother Trayvon is 24 years old. Stephon Diggs is hosting or whatever, and I knew a girl that was DJing it. It was fun, whatever, and I was with my friends and stuff. And so Joy Chavez was there. She was there, and we were in this was in DC. And I was like, oh shit. So I took a picture with her. She was cool. She was funny. She was fun. She was nice. I took a picture with her. I have it in my phone somewhere. But the girl I was with, she was like, because I didn't see her at first. And then somebody whispered to me like, that's Joey Chavez over there. She probably fucking Stephon. Like, she probably fucking Stephon. I said, oh. And I look up and it's her. I'm like, oh shit. So she, I'm like, oh, is she messing with Stephon Diggs? Oh shit, right? Mind you, I didn't know who Stephon Diggs was until I got invited to the damn party. And I'm like, oh, he played for somebody? Okay, cool, whatever, right? Anyway, so, but come to find out, she wasn't dating Stephon. She was messing with his brother. I didn't see the brother there, whatever, but she was in D.C. or whatever, so we just thought that she was messing with Stephon. So she is involved with Trayvon Diggs, and he's 24. Joey Chavez is 35 years old. So that conversation got thrown in there, and I don't know. I think that every, when it comes to unusual circumstances, once again, I think everyone has an opinion about everything. But people love to say, like, you know, oh, if you know, this is gross. Why is she dating a younger boy or whatever? And then like people say, oh, well, y'all don't say about older men doing this to young women, da da da. Right? So whatever. Right? I think everyone has something to say about everything. You know, I don't think it's like an uneven thing. I think I see all the comments about every situation ever. So like, how do you feel, J-Rob? Is there, like, another mic in here? I forgot to tell you to get a mic.
Just that one.
Oh, okay. Did you want to sit down real quick and just discuss? Real quick, I want to hear what your thoughts on this. Like I said before, I think that if these men weren't, like, professional athletes, successful athletes, that they would never have pulled, like, a Dre or a Joey Chat. Like, never.
Oh, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For
sure. One of the things that I don't like, though,
what you don't,
is when they say, like, these women are trapping these young men, because first of all, everyone's of consenting age. Okay. And then also, you know, just like, put the age out of it. If you both are consenting adults and you guys have unprotected sex No one, you're, there's no trapping here. You know what comes with unprotected sex, either kids or diseases or none of the above, whatever. But, like, you know what comes with it. Honestly, a lot of men, and once I graduated college, I realized that, like, I was exposed to a lot more of men not giving a fuck about a condom.
Oh, that's the way of the world right now.
You said what?
That's the way of the world right now.
Like, but it's just like after I got out of college, it's like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's just like, this is crazy. Like, they don't give a fuck about, they don't give a fuck about condoms, none of that. You know what's funny? I remember I used to mess with this guy, right? This was like something, it was like last year, it's like sometime like early last year. And it was like a one-off thing or whatever. Like, I wasn't really intimate. You know, just whatever. It happened. Shit happened, right? Mm-hmm. So, it was so funny because... I went to his house. Uh-oh. And I went to his house. And, you know, of course, like, I went to his house, like, late at night. So, of course, we're adults. We know what's going. We know what's up. Whatever, right? Cool. Whatever. Like, you're attractive. I'm attractive. Whatever, right? So, I went to his house, right? And you know what's so funny, J-Rob? He did not have a condom, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't have a condom. He knew he didn't have a condom, but he acted like he. I was like, you know, when it was time for us to, like, you know, intertwine.
Right, right.
It was a condom, and he was just like, "Oh shit, okay, hold on, let me." He faked. Right. He faked look for a condom. Right? And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, this nigga really about to fake look for a condom. This nigga knew he ain't had no fucking condom.
I know you tapped out.
This nigga knew he didn't have a fuck up. I still fucked him.
Oh, God.
I still fucked him.
Which was gone mentally already.
But it was like, the thing is, like, I was never there mentally because I wasn't really, this is the reason why I fucked him. Okay. Because the last nigga I fucked did me dirty, and like I wanted to like hurry up and cancel that one out and like get another dick. Revenge. I didn't want him, no, it wasn't revenge. I didn't want that dick to be last. I wanted to get like a dick reset. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want that nigga to be the last nigga I fucked. Let me get a dick cleanse or like whatever you want to call it. like a reset. I call it a reset. If that makes sense, like a dick reset. Yeah. It's like, you know, look, let me scoot that one out the way. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's basically why I fucked up. So I was like, whatever. And like, also, like, I've been lucky. Like I said, I've had unprotected sex as well, but I've been lucky enough to not get anything, whatever. Cool. Praise, great. Thank praise, God. Praise. And I also did a little mini prayer before. The audacity for me to do a mini prayer before having not only unprotected sex, but premarital sex. The nerve of me to sit there and pray to God.
You're just as wild.
That's crazy, right? But no, what was wild was him acting like he didn't know he didn't have a condom.
That was wild.
Yeah. That was wild. Because I'm like, nigga, you're lying.
That's wild.
You know you didn't have a condom. You know you didn't have a fucking condom. Yeah. Like, you're full of shit. But anyway.
I'm glad you dodged.
Okay. You know what's so funny? Have you ever like lied to someone during sex?
Mm-mm.
You know what's so funny? Uh-huh. One more thing. That wasn't revenge dick. That was the dick reset. But I did have revenge dick one time. I was like 21. Mm-hmm. And I had a falling out with someone, and I fucked their cousin to get back at them.
Oh.
And because I knew I fucked the cousin out of spite because I knew that he would go back and tell the person, and like it would be like a whatever. Like, I don't care if you call me hoe, but it's fine because I fucked your cousin. Like, I fucked that one and that. You know, it was like a revenge thing. But I regret it because it was the worst dick of my life. It was so bad. The worst dick ever.
Damn.
And then, you know what really gagged me, J-Rob?
What?
So we use a condom. Mm-hmm. And it was a lifestyle condom. Oh, my God. gross. And then the dick was trash. And then, so we fucked, right? God awful. God awful 1 minute of my life. We fucked. And I wanted to leave so bad. Mm. And I was like, can I have some water? So he ran out. He ran out and got me like a water, right? So while he was out in the kitchen getting me a water, what I did was, because I couldn't leave because we were like kind of like friends a little bit. It was like weird because we had mutual. Like, I couldn't do that. I had to lie. So what I did was, so I was like, can I have some water? Can I have some water?
Mm-hmm.
He ran out to the kitchen to get the water, right? So while he was out getting the water, I text my friend real quick. I said, "Bitch, call me now. Call me right now. Just call me right now." call me. Just call me right now. Right now. Right now. So by the time you got back in the room, my friend called me. My friend called me. I was like, what happened? Oh, my gosh. No. Oh, my God. I'll be right there. Okay, bye. I got to go. My God, my friend needs me right now. Oh, my God. I have to go. It was literally, it was raining, pouring, raining. It was so bad. It was pouring, raining. So it was horrible. I was like, fuck, I don't care if it's raining, pouring. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
So, yeah, I faked the phone call. To get out of sex. Out of
the situation. I mean, you had to do what you got to do.
And I got to that car. I was like, bitch, thank God, please. And she was like, oh, my gosh,
shout out to your friend. Shout out to your who? Well, shout out to your friend. She's a real woman. She probably was like, what the fuck going on?
I was like, what? That was some great improv, right?
No, that's great.
Anyway, niggas don't care about condoms, especially athletes. I just think that's a thing. And, you know, these young men, of course you want to be with a Dre Michelle or Joey Chavez. These are beautiful. Even though they're 35, 39, whatever, they're still beautiful young women. And, you know, even like with the Bernice Burgess, you know, these are older women, but they still look good. They still have that stamina with them. Like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, you have that trophy, and then they have that financial stability and that notoriety, you know, all those things. You know, this comes to mind when I think about this, though. Lala Anthony, I think she was on somebody's podcast or some interview or something like that, and she was talking about how only like a lot of younger men hit on her. Like, go in the DM and, like, shoot their shot, or, like, you know, just hit on her, or, like, just, like, shoot their shot and stuff. And she was saying, like, you know, like, I think she said it was, like, frustrating because, like, these younger men are doing it, but it's never men that are my age. No. She was saying that it's never men that are my age. And I was thinking about, like, like, I don't know why that would be a thing. Like, you know, like, I don't know, like, if, is it because... The thing is, like, I mean, we all know that because Lala Anthony, you know, she was married to Carmelo Anthony. She, you know, we all know that we met her when she first did TRL and all these things. But it's just like, that was very interesting to me. I'm like, yeah, why is that an issue for her? I don't know if it's because I understand why younger men would shoot their shot, because she looks great. She looks amazing. But when it comes to older men, like men her age, I think that was interesting. Like, I wonder why. Like, is it because, like, I don't know. Do you think it's because of, I don't know, maybe the way, I don't really know, because when you think about it, when it comes to, you know, these women with these younger athletes and stuff, but then there's also women with athletes their age, like Aisha Curry, Savannah James and other wives of these, like, notable athletes, and they're around the same age, and, like, you know, all these things. It's like, is it maybe like the way that Lala's and the Joey Chavez's and the Dre Michelle's, is it because, like, they're like, they seem like a more of like the vixen pocket of things? Like, they, you know, is it the clothing that they wear? Is it the way they, you know, present themselves? Like, what is it? Because when I think of Aisha Curry, or I think of Savannah James, they're both beautiful women.
Right.
But I don't think that, I think that I see the difference between the Aisha Curry and Savannah James world versus, like, the Joey Chavez and the Dre Michelle world. Right. And maybe kind of Lala a little bit. Right. But I don't know, because, like, Lala hangs with, like, the Kim Kardashians of it all. But then also, like, Kim Kardashian, she's messing with OBJ. And he's what? He's, like, 30, right?
He's, like, 30-something.
And she's, like, 43. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that notoriety. It's that, you know, she's, like, Kim Kardashian is like the premier influencer, yeah, if that makes sense.
She's, like, the fun, yeah, yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, she's, like, the premier. The top influencer,
yeah,
of the world.
So, I don't know, is it the way they carry themselves that maybe the older men or the men their age, you know, think that maybe, like, they do see, like, you know, if she could be my woman, but yeah, I'm still competing with these younger men.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is it that? Because Larsa Pippen was messing with Michael Jordan's son. Right. And her husband was Michael Jordan's teammate. You know, so we can do that math here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but why weren't men of Larsa Pippen's age, like, why didn't we see her with men of her age range after Scottie Pippen? Because to my understanding, Larsa Pippen used to mess with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
And Tristan Thompson is my age as well, I think. So it's just like, maybe it's the way, I don't know. Maybe that, maybe the their sensuality. I don't know. I'm not bashing anyone, but maybe I'm just thinking, like, why is that a thing? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, like I said, I think that, you know, I don't think that relationships are 100% genuine. I think that people are in it for whatever benefits that they're looking for. If it's financial stability, or if it's like you want that trophy, or if you want, you know, whatever. Like, even with, for example, I forgot to mention, even Mia from The Real Housewives of Potomac, she's divorcing her husband because he lost all his money. And so now she prancing around with some rapper or producer somewhere, you know, whatever. But it's like, he's mad because it's like, you only married me for my money. But the thing is, like, these older men, you have to know that this younger woman was with you before your fucking money. You're rich. Cut it out. That's like Diddy saying, oh my God, you're only married for my money. Yeah. Yeah, you're Diddy. Yeah. Yeah. Sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? Sugar daddies and sugar babies. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think this is, you know, interesting. I think that, you know, for me, like I said, like, I am honest with myself when it comes to what I want in my worth. And I definitely, these past few years, I've definitely learned a lot more discernment. Even with the last time I told you about the story about the other guy, that weird nigga that lied about his age. It was weird. That lied about his fucking age. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just think that everyone needs to be careful out here. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just feel like, as the days go by, J-Rob, I just feel like, is marriage even fucking real?
I always ask myself that.
Why you say that?
I don't know. Just seeing things and like, hold up. Especially nowadays, I'm like, damn, they got divorced and all this type of stuff. But yeah, it just be weird shit. Like you said, is the love really genuine? Like, what is it? What are they in it for? But I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it real?
Yeah. It's just like, is it real? Like, do I want to like sign paperwork? You know, because I think of it as a business agreement at
that
this point.
That shit is crazy too. Yeah. Like all of that prenups and shit.
Yeah.
But I get it. Oh well.
I don't know. I'm just scared to death. I don't know. I'm just scared of people.
Oh, people.
Because people will do anything. People will tell you anything that they want. People will tell you anything to get whatever they need out of you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's a fact. Discernment.
Yeah.
Discernment.
Anywho, that's really it. I mean, I can bring up the fact. Do I want to bring that up?
What's
wrong? So, Zendaya's co-star, what is this lady's name? Her co-star Anika King. She plays her mother on Euphoria. She did like a stand-up. She did a stand-up show somewhere. What you said? What?
Oh, no, I'm
about to play it real quick for y'all so y'all can see.
Let me see. I don't fucking know. Don't ask me. I don't know. I know it's one of those things. People are like, we need season three. I'm like, bitch, I need season three. I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. And Zendaya's over in Paris at Fashion Week. I'm like, bitch, come home. I need you. Mama needs you.
Yeah, so she was joking about how she hasn't paid her rent in 6 months because, you know, people keep asking her, where's season three of Euphoria? I want to know too. Like, I need, like, you know, I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. I need a job, you know, whatever. She was just joking and stuff, you know. With comedians, guys, even with the Cat Williams shit and, like, all these comedians going on these podcasts. When it comes to comedians, like, yes, they tell the truth, but, like, yes, they make jokes out of the truth, but, like, these are still jokes. And, like, you know, a lot of things are emphasized or over-exaggerated when these comedians do things, guys. I'm just letting you know. So I don't believe that she can go. So how can you go 6 months without paying rent? Don't you get the court date? When you 30 days late, and then you gotta pay it before you get evicted. 6 months of you not paying rent, and you haven't been evicted yet. Is that a thing?
Yeah, nah, it depends on the state too. Like,
Shit, for real?
Yeah, like you have squatters. Like, I know you heard about that term. You heard that term before?
Squatters. I know what squatters are, but squatters they're not on the lease. They just happen to like break into the vacant.
Yeah, I know.
The vacant
but
thing.
It's kind of like that situation. Like, yeah, tenants have a lot of rights when it comes to like real estate and shit. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they have a lot of rights. So she probably just.
Cool. Oh, so that is a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. That's why, like, yeah, that's a real thing. It depends on the state. Like, some states,
Like, you can go 6 months.
You can go, yeah, you can go longer than that.
Shit, in Maryland, you missed your rent after the fucking 20th day. Up, court date. Here you go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit's real. That's, man, real estate shit is crazy. But it's a deep bag to go into that one. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Does each state have different, you know, different terms?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, like I said, I commend her transparency. You know, these celebrities, you never know what they're, you know, listen, I'm all, like, you know, I don't want anyone to be broke, but when people say that they're broke and they're famous and, you know, celebrities, and when they say that they're broke, it's, you know, it's very, it's, you know, it breaks that fictional barrier with me in my mind. Like, hey, wow, I really respect her for saying that she's broke. Like, I get it. Like, I fuck with that shit. That's real. That's some real ass shit. But anyway, huh?
Do you ever
right, I do want to be famous. Okay. I do, but I don't. I do, but I don't. I want to be so famous. I want to be famous. The thing is, I want to be famous where me being famous makes me money. If that makes sense.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get famous, it happens. It happens. Fuck it. I'm mm-hmm. not searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool.
I feel you. So, yeah, I mean, wow, I thought like 6 months, but maybe that's true then, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, just, where'd she stay at?
I guess California.
Oh, okay. I don't know they tenant rules and mm-hmm. shit like that, but mm-hmm. that shit like that happens, though.
Wow.
There's somebody, I think I seen an article, there's like somebody was staying in a house for like 3 years without paying nothing.
Wow.
So it's like, it's crazy. It's real estate shit is crazy.
Wow. I know that someone, I know like if you like live with your parents still and like they want to put you out or whatever and like call the police on you type shit, it's like they can't really put you out because if this, you have to give someone a 30-day notice to evict them type shit.
Yeah.
That's a thing too.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's yeah. crazy out here. Tenant rights.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, hopefully season 3 comes out and she can get paid for it. I don't know. I don't even see, like, the season 3, it's these big gaps in between seasons when it comes to Euphoria is crazy. And I don't know how they're going to even go about with this new season since Angus Cloud passed away. Mm.
I think I've seen one episode.
Fez. Is it Fez? Oh, let me see.
You're the TV guru.
I think he played his character Fez on Euphoria.
Fez.
I think it was Fez. Let me see something. Oh my god. I'm over here forgetting shit. I smoke a lot of fucking weed.
Oh man.
Let me see something. He played Fezco. Yeah, Fez. Anyway, yeah, wow. Yeah, so there's that. This is a little quick little sidebar. I should have mentioned this before I get into it. I'm waiting for this Cardi. So Cardi B, it seems like she's actually going to put out some more music. I'm going to see how this goes. Hopefully it's good. I'm still excited for it. There was like a little back and forth between her and Bia, I guess, because Cardi B sampled Bia's Cardi B sampled Missy Elliott. She used the same Missy Elliott sample that Bia used, and then like Bia was subbing some shit, and then like Cardi was saying shit, and then it was like a whole weird thing. Nothing is new under the sun, once again, guys. And let your music speak for itself at the end of the fucking day. And I understand if people copy this and that or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, the music will speak for itself. And yeah, one thing I will say though is I saw someone say that Missy Elliott was messy. Did I say this last time? Someone said on Twitter one day, they said Missy Elliott was messy for clearing the Cardi B sample, the same sample that Bia used. And I was just like, how is Missy, first of all, how is Bia entitled to Missy Elliott's fucking work? And then that song has been sampled so many fucking times by so many different artists recently. Who gives a fuck? It's just like this misplaced anger. It's just weird. Like, it's just weird to me. I just think that people being spiteful to other like fan bases or other artists because their favorite artist isn't like, you know, at a certain level. It's just weird to me. It's unproductive. It's just weird. It's just like, okay. I just feel like everyone just needs to support who they want to support. And then like even today, because they just had the Billboard Women in Music Awards,
yep, yep.
Where Victoria Monet, she was honored and she also performed On My Mama, and people were saying like, oh my gosh, like I want her to perform other songs now, da 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 da, and I'm just like, I was to myself, I was like, well, I mean, this is the Billboard Women in Music Awards, that was the, like, I think that was the only song from the album that even charted on Billboard, mm-hmm. So like, of course she's gonna fucking perform the song that fucking charted on Billboard. And if you want her to fucking do other fucking songs, then fucking stream her fucking shit so it can go in, on the Billboard charts.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Some people,
man. It's just, like, weird to me. I just feel like support, just be supportive. I just feel like you saying shit like that is just not, I don't know. I just see it as, like, everyone is, I have major respect for creatives, like, unconventional careers, because it takes a lot of passion, a lot of drive, a lot of ambition. So, like, I always will respect, like, the creative spaces and, like, just people with unconventional careers and, like, that eat off of, like, their unconventional career, you know? And that's really it for me, honestly. I think I covered everything. Yeah, I think I covered everything. I can go into Seen and Heard. Let's go into Seen and Heard, guys. So all of my shows haven't come back yet, but BMF did come back. They're on the second episode now, and I will say this, though. I don't know. I feel like maybe it's because it's the beginning of the season or whatever. I don't know, but I just feel like since season one, I feel like when it comes to, like, the writing quality of BMF, it has been going, like, it's been declining. Like, it's been getting, like, you know, last season was already, like, kind of, I don't know. I feel like they use, I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to still talk about shit real quick. I feel like they use, like, a lot of, like, celebrity appearances, a lot of bells and whistles to, like, oh, look, 2 Chainz. Oh, shit, Sweetie. Oh, shit, that's Saray. Oh, that's Cash Doll. Like, they use all of these people to, like, you know, get the ratings and stuff, whatever, right? But it's just, like, the writing is crazy. Like, it's just, like, it's just... I feel like some of the screenplay, like I said last time, like a lot of the writing, the lines are just like, it's cringy sometimes to me. I'm still waiting on All American to come back, and I'm still waiting for Power Book 2 Ghost to come back out. That's the best one. They need to hurry up and bring that one out. And a lot of movies are coming out that I'm really excited about.
That's a lot of movies.
I love going to the theater by myself, and I can't, I'm looking for it. There's two Anne Hathaway movies that are coming out. One of them is going to be on Amazon Prime, I believe. And then they're coming out with A Quiet Place prequel. I mentioned that last time. I can't wait for that. I'm going to go see that by myself. And then also they're going to have you ever watch the movie Strangers?
No.
They're having a new Strangers come out. It's another prequel as well. So I'm excited. I kind of want to see Dune 2. I've never seen the first one. I want to see the both of them. I want to see what the hype is about.
It looks
cool. We'll see. But anywho, yeah, that's about it. I need to listen to school. I try to listen to Ariana Grande's new album and Schoolboy Q's new album. I tried to listen to it the other night, and I just felt like I had to cut both of them off because I just wasn't in the right mindset. I don't know if I need to listen to it during the day or I don't know. But I just I couldn't get through them. I just didn't, like, my vibe was off. I'm not sure. Like, do you get that where, like, your vibe, like, I have to listen to them when my vibe is right?
Sometimes music get me in the right vibe.
Oh yeah, so. I just wasn't. Maybe because I had a stressful week. I don't know. I just wasn't in the right mind space when it came to that. And yeah, but she's definitely. I know Ariana Grande is definitely. You know, she's definitely standing in her truth and, like, you know, yeah, took that lady's husband. It is what it is. Fuck you. It is what it is. It's my dick. I ride it. I like it. Whatever. But once again, back into the, you know, you want what you want, you can give a fuck. If you take somebody else's man, this man, that man, whatever the fuck, they bring up Alicia Keys, how she took Swiss Beats for somebody. But I don't know. This is a lot. Anyway.
Reset.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. There's the episode. Did you have anything you wanted to mention before we get off the thing, J-Rob?
What can I mention?
I guess I didn't have any money moves. Oh yeah, Rihanna, you know, made a big bag. You know, that's the money move right there. So shout out to her.
Yeah, money moves. Stock market.
Oh yeah, J-Rob invests. He has stock investments. How's that going for you?
It's going well.
Okay.
I lost a lot of money the other day.
You did?
That's cool. It's part of the game.
Okay.
It's part of the game.
It's like gambling, right?
No.
Okay. Let me know.
It could be a gamble to some people, but you can do your research and all of that.
Let me know some stocks. I want to invest in some things and get some more shmonies and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. But anywho, that is it for this episode of Heard. And we're available on all podcast streaming platforms, on YouTube. Subscribe, do all those good things, and I'm out. See you later.